Her body is fragile in death, like a little bird that has fallen from the nest. I build a cairn over her. The stones are high, but they will not keep the wolves away. I do not find Rogue's body, so I do not know what has become of him. Is my friend dead? I feel a ghost as I pick my way along the highlands, circling around the castle to avoid Antonia's henchmen. I put myself in the path Cassius will take in returning from the great woods, hiding beneath shrubs to stay from sight. It is midday when he returns, at the head of a small column of horse and slaves. He kicks his horse forward to greet me as I come from the shrubs. "Brother!" he calls. "I brought you a gift." He hops off and gives me a hug, before pulling out one of Diana's tapestries and wrapping it about my shoulders. He pulls back from me. "You're as pale as a ghost. What's the matter?" He picks a leaf out of my hair. Maybe that's when he sees the sadness in my eyes. Several rides up behind him as I tell them what has happened.
"The bitch!" Cassius murmurs.
Several is silent.
"Poor Leah! Poor Leah! She was a sweetheart.
Do you think Rogue is dead?"
"I don't know," I say. "I just don't know."
"Gory damn!"
Cassius shakes his head.
"A proctor must have given Antonia night optics," Severo speculates. "Or the jackal bribed her. It fits."
"Who cares about that?"
Cassius cries, flinging out his arm.
"Rogue may be wounded or dead out there, man. Don't you register?"
He grips the back of my neck and brings my forehead to his.
"We'll find him, Darrow. We'll find our brother."
I nod, feeling a numbness spreading in my chest. Antonia never returned to our castle. Neither did her henchmen, Vixus and Cassandra. They failed to kill me and must have fled. But to where? Quinn flings her hands up in the air and shouts at us as we come through the gate.
"I didn't know where the gory blazes anyone was. The slaves outnumbered us 4-1 till you got back. But it's fine. It's fine."
She grips Cassius's hand when we tell her what's happened. The tears well in her eyes for Leah, but she refuses to believe Roke is dead. She keeps shaking her head.
"We can use the slaves to search for Roke. Probably wounded and hiding out there. That's it. That has to be it."
We do not find him. The entire army searches. Not a sign. We convene in our war room around the long table.
"He's probably dead at the bottom of a ditch,"
Severo says that night. "I almost hit him. But he's right."
"The jackal did this," I mutter.
"Tough shit," he says.
"Come again?"
"Doesn't matter if he did it," is what Severo means. "We can't do anything against the jackal now. Even if he tried to take your life, we're not in a position to hurt him,"
Quinn declares.
"Let's deal with our neighbors first."
"Stupid,"
Severo mutters.
"What a surprise. It looks like Goblin disagrees,"
Cassius snaps.
"Speak up if you've got something in your craw, pygmy."
"Don't talk down to me,"
Severo sneers. Cassius chuckles.
"Don't piss on my foot because you only come to my knees. I'm every bit your equal."
The look on Severo's face is such that I lean forward suddenly, frightened a knife will suddenly appear in Cassius's eye.
"My equal? At what? Birth?"
Cassius grins.
"Oh, wait, I meant height, looks, intelligence, money. Shall I stop?"
Quinn kicks his chair hard with her foot.
"What the hell is your problem?"
she snaps at him.
"Never mind, just shut the hell up."
Severo looks at the ground. I have this sudden urge to put a hand on his shoulder.
"What were you saying, Severo?"
Quinn asks.
Nothing.
Come on!
He said nothing. Cassius chuckles.
Cassius! My voice alone shuts him up. Severo, please.
Severo sighs and looks up at me, cheeks flushed with anger.
Just thought we should not pick our butts here while the jackal does whatever he wants.
He shrugs.
Send me south, and let me cause trouble.
Trouble? Cassius asks. What are you going to do, kill the jackal?
Yes.
Severo looks quietly at Cassius.
I'll put a dagger in his throat, and then carve a hole till I see his spine.
The tension is enough to make me uneasy.
You can't be serious,
Quinn says, quietly.
He's serious.
Cassius's forehead creases.
And he's wrong. We're not monsters. Not you and I, at least, Darrow. Bellona Praetus aren't knives in the night. We have 500 years of honor to guard.
Piss and lies.
Severo dismisses him with a wave.
It's in the breeding.
Cassius elevates his nose, ever so slightly. Severo's mouth twists cruelly.
You're a pixie if you buy all that. Think your papa cut his way up to Imperator by being honorable? Call it chivalry, goblin,
Cassius sneers.
It wouldn't be right trying to murder someone in cold blood, particularly not at a school.
I agree with Cassius,
I say, breaking my silence.
Small wonder.
Severo stands to leave very suddenly. I ask him where he is going.
You obviously don't need me. Have all the advice you can handle.
Severo,
I'm going to search the ditches again. Bet Bellona wouldn't do that. Wouldn't get his precious knees dirty.
He bows mockingly to Cassius before leaving.
Quinn, Cassius, and I remain in the war room until Cassius yawns something about catching a bit of REM before the dawn hits in 6 hours.
Quinn and I are left alone. Her hair has been cut short and jagged, though the bangs hang just over her narrow eyes. She slouches boyishly in her chair and picks at her nails.
What are you thinking on?
She asks me.
Roke. And Leah. I hear the